Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We're joined this half hour by Wisconsin Policy Forum's Mark Sommerhauser talking about Wisconsin's export and import economies here. We were just discussing the export side of the equation. Now let's turn to the import side of the equation. Mark, give us the big picture view here.
Yeah, big picture, Wisconsin consumers and businesses bought about $39 billion worth of imported goods in 2024. That total sort of top line number in inflation adjusted dollars has grown about 32% just since 2016, so just in the last 8 years. It's a pretty significant increase there. Some of the biggest sort of categories of imports by value are machinery, pharmaceuticals, and vehicles. Probably not surprising. Those are all things, obviously, that people or businesses can spend a lot of money on. A lot of that machinery, I think, of course, being purchased by businesses. This one, we can get a little more to the trading partners here in a bit, because the trading partners on our imports was maybe the biggest surprise for me personally within both of these reports. I had authored this report, some more of these tariffs were starting to come online. And so we really did kind of note in our report that, both the tariffs and the possibility of retaliation by our trading partners do certainly raise concerns, whether it's concerns about potential inflation in product availability of various imports and, possible unintended impacts to manufacturers or other businesses here within the state of Wisconsin. We've since that time seen, a fairly confusing sequence of pauses and changes to some of these tariffs that have made it a little difficult to keep track of what's going on. So we're still, I think, in a lot of ways in sort of a holding pattern now, a couple months actually after we released this report.
32% growth in imports is very significant. Here in Wisconsin, again, when I look at that growth number and the total overall absolute dollar value of nearly $40 billion of imported goods, and again, we'll get to the trading partners in a moment. Everyone in Wisconsin should know that as tariffs start to take effect, and now we are paused again, but we do have already higher tariff levels than we've seen in this country in aggregate and on average than we've seen in decades. This is going to have an effect on consumer prices. This isn't a question of if, it's more of a question of but when. So if you think about tariffs as a percentage increase in ultimately the sales price of some goods, and we've got some nearly $40 billion of goods coming in to the state, you do the math. Things are going to be more expensive. The question is, how is that going to domino affect our businesses here and our families' pocketbooks? Let's talk about some of those trading partners, because the list, I think, is fascinating. Mark, tell us more.
So the names of these countries aren't going to surprise you, but some of the trajectory that we've seen with the value of some of these imports was really the one that kind of caught me off guard. So in terms of where does Wisconsin import goods from? Okay, the number one country there is China. Probably will not surprise anybody. Canada and Mexico are 2 and 3. But this one really caught me off guard. So that when we look at inflation adjusted value of imports from China, those have fallen, and not by a small amount, by about 37% in just the last 6 years, from about 10. These are all inflation adjusted dollars, so we can kind of compare them more apples to apples. So the peak was about $10.2 billion in imports in 2018. As of 2024, that number was down to $6.4 billion.
That's just imports
to Wisconsin from Wisconsin consumers and businesses from China. Correct. So that one really, really was very striking to me. We purchase a lot of different things. Our businesses and consumers buy a lot of things from China: machinery, electric appliances, electronic devices, of course, are some of the big categories there. But that just kind of the trajectory there, I think, is very striking, even before, you know, some of the recent trade war developments that we have seen just in 2025 with China, because, of course, these numbers only go through 2024, through the end of the Biden administration. So that's pretty striking.
I just wanted to point out this other statistic or other data point from your report, Mark, and that is, I know that you distinguished between countries within the EU. You also distinguish, of course, the UK no longer a member of the EU. But if you right. take the UK and all EU countries together, that actually would be Wisconsin's largest import partner, with some over $7 billion of imports coming from those countries. Folks, again, the Wisconsin Policy Forum report here is terrific. It's interactive. You can click on the different countries on their map. You can find these reports at WPF.org. Mark, when we look at these levels of imports, what do you think the next 6, 12, 18 months will hold for Wisconsin consumers?
Boy, if I knew the answer to that, that's a difficult one to say. I think what we're beginning to see, again, the Trump administration several months ago imposed a bunch of new tariffs, then kind of paused a lot of those tariffs to create sort of a timeline to have a negotiation with a lot of these different trading partners. I think every indication that we've seen indicates there's going to continue to be a lot of uncertainty. And we will see here just within the coming weeks whether we have a little more certainty in terms of what these tariff levels are going to look like.
Thanks so much to Mark Sommerhauser of the Wisconsin Policy Forum. Sign up for their Friday forum on July 18th, discussing these two reports at WPF.org. And keep it locked. Next up, we've got GOP Representative Duke Tucker talking about his new legislation to institute term limits in Wisconsin. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.